caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. If you are new or newer to the program, let me just remind you the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And that's it. So, you know, I've had some people say, well, that's quite a niche type of a program there. And I'm like, not really. There are tens of millions of people in the country receiving care. And more than that, another tens and tens of millions of people providing the care. This directly affects over one third of the United States population. And guess what? The other two thirds, they're related to someone or they know of someone who is affected by needing information, education, resources for seniors and their caregivers. So not really a niche program at all, but it is very specific. Okay. And so let's just jump in today and talk about how to pay for the high cost of senior care. And just a quick review, I've talked about all of this. I talk about this stuff all the time. But you have private pay. If you ever hear the term, oh, it's private pay, that just means you're using your own resources, right? You're spending your own money for that care. So private pay is out of pocket. Medicare is your health insurance. All right, so Medicare is very specific. It pays for it's your health insurance. It pays for medical needs, hospitalization, and doctor's visits, and labs, and X-rays, and you know all the stuff. Okay, it pays just for a very very specific stay in skilled nursing and rehab after you've been in the hospital, and it only pays for a short period of time. It does not pay for your long-term care, your assisted living, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, long-term care insurance, which I want to break down here in just a moment, does pay for all of those things. You could pay for your senior care with the VA aid and attendance benefit, and I'll break that down extensively sometime here fairly soon. And then you have the Medicaid program. I need to get an elder law attorney on the program to break that down with me here. So let's jump into long-term care insurance. Now, first of all, I think long-term care insurance gets a bad rap out there. All right. So when it first came out, I believe in the 90s, late 80s, 90s, they just called it nursing home insurance. Well, so who wants to buy that? Right? It doesn't sound exciting. It's definitely not sexy. It's something that you don't even want to talk about. You want to avoid at all costs. So why would I drop money in nursing home insurance? That's all it paid for. It was very restrictive, et cetera, et cetera. And just didn't seem very practical. So I think it got off to a kind of a tough start, and it got a bad rap. And then the long-term care insurance companies started getting smarter about this. And the policy coverage was more flexible, and there's inflation protection, and it paid for more things, et cetera, et cetera. So it did get a lot more attractive. But when you're off to a tough start, and then now you're saying, oh, wait a minute, we have this new and improved policy over here, it's hard to get everyone's attention. That's why, depending on which survey you look at or what stat you look at, you know, I think about 7%-ish or so people in the country have long-term care insurance, when the fact is 70% of us will require and pay for long-term care at some point in our life. So that's a huge disparity, 7% and 70%. Ouch. Okay, so I just want to talk about long-term care insurance. They have improved immensely. Policies, again, a lot more flexible. You have an inflation rider that is available, and that's a must-have, in my opinion. It'll pay, along with nursing home care, it will pay for home care, adult daycare, and assisted living. So a lot more flexibility, and it is just a lot better coverage at this point. It's not so restricted. So here are my policy recommendations. You can do whatever you want to do. And you might want to discuss this with your insurance broker, maybe your financial advisor, your estate planning attorney. But these are my suggestions. Okay, so we have an elimination period, and that's simply a copay, if you will. Okay, 90 days is probably the most common one that I see out there. That means that you pay out of pocket for 90 days, and then the policy starts paying the daily rate on day 91. Okay, that's how it works. Now, you can get 0 days of an elimination period, or 30 or 60. That just means it'll start paying sooner, less out of pocket, but the premium goes up a little bit. See how that works? You could also choose 180 days elimination period. The premium goes down a little bit, but it doesn't start paying till after 6 months. You see how that works? Okay, on a daily benefit, I would recommend at least $300 a day. More if possible. So the higher the daily benefit, the higher the premium will be, which should be no surprise. But I would recommend at least $300 a day. And all the prices just keep on going up and up and up. It's getting to be a little breathtaking at this point. So I may have to revise that to $350 or $400, but at least $300 a day. I would recommend a 5-year term. So it would pay out for 5 years. And the reason is the average length of stay, I'm going to round these numbers off. Average length of stay in assisted living is, and that depends on which study you look at, but listen, I'm going to say 2.5 years. The average length of stay in long-term care, which is also skilled nursing, the nursing home, whatever you want, I call it long-term care. Guess what? It's 2.5 years. There's your 5 years. So just cover your averages, 5-year term. You can buy longer term. It's just going to be more expensive on the premium side. This is a must-have. The inflation rider. You will thank me later on this. Buy the 5% inflation rider. That means that if it pays $300 a day, then next year that goes up by 5%. And the year after that, that goes up 5%. So you're keeping up with these price increases out in the market. And 20 years later, you would have kept up and it will still pay the current amount. If you don't do that, it's going to pay about half the amount. 20 years later. You will thank me later on that. You must have the 5% inflation rider. And then the other aspect that you're going to want to have is your policy must be a state partnership plan. And I need to get a long-term care insurance broker on the program, probably explain it a little better than I do, but here's how it goes. A state partnership plan says, for every dollar that your long-term care insurance policy pays out, that will be added to your minimum spend down amount should you ever need to qualify for Medicaid. So here's a quick example. Let's say in the state of Kansas, you have to spend down your assets, your liquid assets, to $2,000, and then Medicaid will start paying for your long-term care. Let's say you had a long-term care insurance policy that paid out, just to use super easy numbers, $100,000. And that helped keep you off of Medicaid in a nursing home. If it's a state partnership plan, the state will recognize that you invested in a long-term care insurance plan, and they will allow you to spend down your liquid assets to $102,000. You have essentially protected $100,000, which can be in your estate, passed on to your kids, whatever you want it to do, only if it's a state partnership plan. Again, you will thank me later. And then what's the best year as far as the timing? What's the best age to buy this at? And I always say age 55 plus or minus 5 years. Dave Ramsey says, don't buy it until your 60th birthday. The challenge is the older we get, the more likely that we're going to have some health issues. And it's not a guaranteed issue. So buy it when you want. Dave Ramsey says 60. I say 55 plus or minus 5 years. All right. And hopefully that helps you with the long-term care insurance. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. When should you search for a senior care community? A, the day you need it. B, 5 years in advance. C, up to 12 months in advance. Or D, none of the above. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When should you search for a senior care community? Here are your options. A, the day you need it. A lot of people do that. B, 5 years in advance. C, up to 12 months in advance. Or D, none of the above. And the answer is C. Answer is C, up to 12 months in advance. So I had a fella call me one time. He goes, I know I'm going to need care from my wife. I'm not sure about the timing. And when should we look? I know we need to be out ahead of it. I listen to your show all the time. And I'm like, yeah, we do need to. I said, how far out do you think you are? And he goes, probably about 24 months. And I said, well, I think we're a little ahead, a little out, a little too far. I said, call me when you're 12 months out. And he did. He called me about 12 months out, and I was able to help him out. Too many things can change between 12 and 24 months, I think. So you can certainly look in advance, further out than 12 months. But I think up to 12 months is a really good rule of thumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So just to dovetail into that, let's have a little consumer alert about not waiting until the last minute. Oh, my Lord. I just keep running into this. And some of these are people who listen to me and agree. And once in a while, it's even my own clients. So just trying to get it right. Just trying to get it right. But actually, in an effort to do that, really waiting too long. So I worked with a couple, sweet couple, wonderful people. And they had chosen the perfect, and I mean the perfect, independent living apartment in a continuing care retirement community. I mean, they were set, absolutely set. And I thought they had already put the deposit down and they were, it's just a matter of, okay, when are we going to get over here? Then I found out after the fact, they actually decided, well, you know, we're not quite ready to move yet. Might be a little too far out. So, and they made this mistake. Please don't do this. They took their name off the wait list and asked for their deposit back. So if you leave the deposit there and stay on the wait list, they'll just keep calling you over and over and over again when they have that type of an apartment become available until the timing is right. So if you're on a wait list and you want to push back a little bit, that's okay. Just don't withdraw from the list, okay? But they did that. It was about 2 years ago. Then they called this place back about a month ago. All right, we're ready to move. They were surprised to find out this place now has an 18-month waiting list. And now they're ready to move. And they didn't tell me they pulled their name off the list, although I would have coached them or advised them to not do that. 18-month wait list for the apartment they wanted. They had it. It was perfect. They turned it down and withdrew their name from the wait list. So now that they've waited kind of until the last minute and they can't wait 18 months, we're going to have to shift gears and go to a different place. And we have some other really good options, but that was the one they really wanted. And it because they withdrew their name from the wait list, that mistake cost them the place they really wanted to move. Don't do that. All right. All right. And then the traditional bell curve that we talk about every year, it shows up every single year. I've talked about this. I pretty much talk about it every year. Towards the end of every year, the beginning of every year. So remember, if you recall, the highest demand is in January for all senior care. Home care, home health care, independent living, assisted living, long-term care, residential care, home plus, all of the above. It's the demand is clearly the highest in January, February, and March. That's it. Every single year. And then it starts to drop down, it's not your traditional bell curve of a hard drop all the way down and then coming back up, if you can kind of imagine that. But it does drop down a little ways, and the lowest part of the demand of that curve is going to be the hot summer months, June, July, and August. And then it starts to slowly increase toward the end of the year, and then boom, it jumps up. January, February, March, and then it drops down in the summer, and then slowly works its way back every single year. However, what I am now seeing is the overall demand for senior care, senior housing, is increasing overall because we have this silver tsunami. You may have heard of it. 10,000 people retiring per day. And all of these people are getting older and older and maybe needing more and more care at some point. Or you might just be one of the individuals or couples living in your house and you're like, I want the lifestyle change. And we want to move to a continuing care retirement community where we can let our hair down, shed the responsibility of home ownership, and just have fun and relax, not have to worry about all that stuff. And then age in place at your senior care community. That's a continuing care retirement community. You may not need care right now. It could be as simple as that type of a move. But the overall demand for all senior care is increasing, period. And the supply is not keeping up. So what happens in that situation? Well, I think we're beginning to see that right now. I think it's kind of been building up over the last couple of years. You know, COVID just threw a giant wrench in everything and screwed absolutely everything up. All the bell curves, all the norms, they all went right out the window because it was just a horrible mess. But now we've stabilized and now we're starting to see accurate trending again. And this is what I'm seeing. So that traditional bell curve where that demand goes down, and again, it doesn't go way down and come way back up on a that you would see in a kind of a statistical bell curve, okay? But the senior care bell curve, it does go down in the hot summer months and it comes back up. It's being flattened out because at the lowest point, that's starting to raise way up. So now you see the highest demand January, February, March. And it's not going down very much. And it's coming right back up. The whole thing's flattening out. So this all results in longer waiting lists than ever before if you're looking for the best place available. So the bottom line is, do not delay. Act now.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. And then coming up next, I'm going to talk about senior care consulting franchise opportunities. You don't want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right. So I'm just so excited with senior care consulting. If you're not aware, you'd have to be newer to the show to not be aware of senior care consulting. That is my firm. I started it so many years ago And I describe it, in fact, I have a registered trademark on the phrase, a placement service with integrity, because that is exactly what it is. It's a placement service with integrity. So, like the 30-second elevator spiel, if you will, is we help families and individuals find the right senior care community. So if you need to transition from your home to a place that provides care, assisted living, long-term care, you may need memory care now or in the future, whatever you need, if you need to move to a place that provides care, we help you very specifically through that search and selection process. And our business model is very, very different. I love it. It's transparent. It's so straightforward. For a reasonable flat fee for service, we work directly for our clients. I guess the other side of that is we do not receive any reimbursement from any of the providers. We consider that a gross conflict of interest. And anyone with two or three brain cells agrees with that. Okay. If you're like, I highly recommend this place, and I highly recommend this place, and then you choose it, and then wink, wink, nod, nod, and they've got their hand out, and they get $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 check. Some would call that a kickback. Okay, how valid is that recommendation? How legitimate? Is that an unbiased approach? Is that an objective approach? No, and no. Okay, so I've never had anything to do with that. And my clients love the fact that Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for our clients. We get along just fantastically, famously, with all of the great people working in all of these senior care communities. And they're all working hard. They're trying to do their best. They're such good people. We get along with everyone very, very well. We just don't hit them up for a giant fat kickback every time we bring one of our clients in. And guess what? They love that too. They love it. Okay. So that's Senior Care Consulting. We have a very, very transparent, very straightforward process. It is phenomenal, by the way. You retain us just like you would retain an attorney or a tax accountant, any other professional service provider, providing some type of a service to help you through some sort of a situation, whether it's legal, taxes, financial, or finding the right fit and best place available when considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So that's it. It's just so straightforward. And I've been frustrated for a long time that we can only serve so many people in the Kansas City area. And I thought, man, it'd just be great if we could, expand the service area. And so I started looking into that, and I've wanted to expand into the, regionally and then nationally. But, maybe Wichita, maybe Topeka, Lawrence, maybe Lincoln, Omaha, maybe down at Oklahoma City and Tulsa and Denver and Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. And then start to expand out. And I determined that the best way to do that is through the franchising model. I think that's the easiest way to do it. You don't have employees. You have other people that you're teaching your system to. You're teaching them how to deliver the service. It's a service you can be so proud of. If you open a senior care consulting business in your town, you will stick out like a sore thumb in a really good way. They're going to look at you like, well, wait a minute. You're not going to charge the facilities, $8,000, and you're not going to contract with these particular providers, which is where you're probably going to take, most of your people. So we're not sure if you're completely unbiased or not. We're not sure if you're completely objective or not. No, all of that's gone. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb because guess what? You'll be doing business the right way. A placement service with integrity. That's what it is. Something that you can be really proud of. So, Senior Care Consulting is now expanding through the franchise model. I am very interested in speaking with someone who may be interested in the territory of Topeka and Lawrence, Kansas. Both of those areas would be together. I'm also very interested in speaking with someone who might be interested in the North Kansas City territory. Very interested in that. Also, guess what? We're expanding all throughout the entire country. So we're not just limited to some places that are fairly nearby. Like I said, I would love to have offices in the St. Louis area, St. Louis, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay, Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska. It would be an ideal place for senior care consulting business in that area. Denver, Colorado, even though I don't like your Broncos. Okay, I'm jawing back and forth with some of these Broncos fans. It's all kind of in good fun, mostly. But Elway was a man. He was so good. Anyway, all right, we're not getting into football, but Denver, Colorado, in other parts of Colorado, perfect place for this, as well as, I mean, hey, we're available in Texas and Florida and Alabama and Nevada, all over the place. Okay, we're not in every single, we're not registered in every single state, but the majority of them. So if that is catching your interest and you want to learn more about owning a senior care consulting franchise where you're running your own business, you don't have to make all the mistakes that I've made. I'll teach you how to not do that, right? That's part of purchasing a franchise, is you're purchasing someone's experience that will accelerate your startup and your growth. So you're not making the same mistakes. You're purchasing a business where someone can teach you exactly how to do it, and then All you have to do is just go out and work. Follow the plan. Follow the roadmap. And it works. And again, it's a valuable service. You're helping people in their greatest time of need. It's a deeply personal service. It's just absolutely fantastic. The other part of owning your own business is you have work-life balance. And that kind of a term, it may be overused maybe a little bit, you know, work-life balance. But here's how I look at it. Our kids were little when I started all of this stuff. They were really little. And someone needed to be available to run a kid to a doctor's appointment once in a while. Someone needed to do this or do that. So guess what I could do? I could schedule around some of these things because I had some flexibility. I wasn't tied down to my job for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day. I had some flexibility. And you can't abuse that either. I mean, this is a business and you do have to work, right? But it gave you that flexibility. I never missed one single after-school basketball game of my daughter when she played. They were at 4 o'clock, 4:30. I scheduled around it. I didn't miss one single musical concert or anything like that of the boys. I was at every single one of them. My wife is a very hardworking registered nurse. She works her tail off. That job has no flexibility. So both of us together, we were able to make that work because of my flexibility. And the other part of it is I didn't have to ask my boss if I could go to the bathroom. Boss, can I take a potty break, please? Now I'm over-dramatizing that just a little bit, okay? But that doesn't work for me either, okay? So you talk about work-life balance. If you own your own business, you have that, and you can schedule around the super important things in your life. If that's getting your attention, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. You could also go online to the website at Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. Just go to the franchise tab. You can fill out a form and we'll get back with you. You can schedule a 30-minute phone call and just get on the books. Okay, send an email Give us a call, whatever you want to do. You can go to SCCFran, 1-833-SCC-FRAN. Or again, just give me a call at 913-945-2800 and let's talk about it.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, so let's get these franchises rolling. Let's get them going. Give me a call. Also, want to just put a shout out to all of the hardworking business owners who are serving seniors and their caregivers. And there are so many. It's unbelievable. It could be, you know, direct providers of home care, of rehab therapy services. It could be a Medicare certified home health agency. It could be a construction company that specializes in remodeling your home to successfully age in place and just stay home by doing some remodeling. Okay, it could be estate planning and elder law firms. It could be insurance brokers that specialize in Medicare insurance. It could be long-term care insurance brokers. The list just keeps going. Financial advisors that work with seniors and their caregivers. It goes on and on and on and on. So again, hospital systems, healthcare systems, physicians groups, specialty groups, again, goes on and on forever. Have you ever thought about advertising with Senior Care Live? We have a fantastic group of listeners. We have a fantastic audience. I get compliments all the time on this show. It's because we have the guests, when we have guests on the show, they are quality individuals representing quality services. And trust me, I've been approached by some providers, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. if I don't trust you or I don't have a good feel for you, I'm definitely not having you on my show, because guess what? It's my show and I can do that, right? But if you have a quality service, quality product, durable medical equipment providers, oxygen concentrator providers, CPAP and BiPAP providers. There's not enough time to go through the list and the categories of all of the different providers. Vacation providers specializing in trips for seniors, right? On and on and on. If you've ever thought about placing advertising, maybe even being on the show with me here, as a partner sponsor, partner provider here at Senior Care Live, give us a call. If your goals are the same as our goals and we hit it off and I feel like you're a good fit for our audience, I'm very protective of that, as you already know. Okay, let's talk about that. And again, just last week I had someone, I was just making a comment on Facebook, and a very nice lady jumps on and says, Steve, we listened to your show in the afternoon on our way to church on Saturday afternoons here in Kansas City. It's a fantastic show. We always learn something. Keep up the great work. And I was just so honored to receive that beautiful compliment. It was so wonderful. Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much. And then earlier in the week, I think it was Tuesday, I believe, I was speaking with someone in the business of senior care. They're in the area of sales. They handle fairly large sales transactions. And she said, oh, by the way, I heard you on your show. What a fantastic show. You have a great radio voice and you're so informed and you're so positive and upbeat. There's a lot of energy. It's something I really appreciate. Keep up the great work. I always learn something when I listen to your show. And this lady is a seasoned veteran in the business and in the world of senior care. What a beautiful compliment. I thanked her so much for that. So if you want to discuss advertising opportunities with Senior Care Live, here in it, our flagship station is out of Kansas City. It's an Odyssey station, KMBZ, AM and FM. But you can hear this show. It goes out a long way. Long way. Let me know and let's talk about that. If you want to talk about opportunities where you'd actually be on the show, where we could unpack your products and your services and inform our audience about your about you and your company and all that you offer, just let me know. Let's talk about that. I'm getting ready to add several new partner sponsors with me here on the program. And we're typically going to have one partner sponsor per category. It's going to be a protected category. So if you're interested, give me a call, because when these spots are filled, they're going to be filled. And if you work at a place and you think this is a good idea, take it to your boss, take it to the owner, and talk to them about it. And give me a call, again, 913-945-2800. Let's talk about that. All right, let's say you work with a large business and you have a speaker series, and having someone discuss senior care to your employees, to your customers or client base, maybe that would be of value. I'm asked all the time, could you speak about senior care, one of the many topics that I could talk about, to our group, our civic group, our church? We probably have 50 to 80 people who would come and hear this, because this is excellent information. Steve, we have clients all around the country. Could you do a Zoom for us? And we're just going to open it up to our entire client base. I'm getting ready to do that next week for a large firm. Clients all around the country. I had a local support group of a particular group ask me, what do you charge to speak to groups? And they were surprised that I didn't charge anything. I said, I just always enjoy that. I just consider it, you know, an opportunity to get my name out in the community. And if they have questions, they can follow it with me. And if not, it's my honor to provide some information, education, and resources. And hopefully I've helped someone that day. If that's you and you would like to discuss with me speaking opportunities for your group, 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, fill out a form, reach out, and let me know, and let's talk about it. Let's get me booked in there. I love doing this stuff. I really, really enjoy it. So feel free to reach out, and we'll see if we can work something out. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.